Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Liverpool exits the Europa League at the quarterfinal stage at the hands of Atalanta. 3-1 on aggregate. And listen, you know, credit to Atalanta first and foremost. They were exceptional across both legs, particularly Anfield, where the damage was well and truly done. And Liverpool gave themselves a mountain to climb, and it was a mountain that proved far too steep. And we're going to discuss how Liverpool failed to reach the top of that mountain. To be honest with you, failed to even make any headway into it other than the first maybe 20 minutes or so. So, yeah, before we do sort of delve into the game, generally speaking, Chloe, we're going to just chat around it about Liverpool's week, I guess, because it's been a bleak week. And I know how much that rhymes, but it has been properly awful. And it's been a recurring theme, really, across all the games of late, that for whatever reason, it is just all a little bit pedestrian. There's a lack of urgency, it feels, a lot of the time. And so take the second half in isolation today, because the first half I thought was okay for large parts, to be honest with you. You go in at half time obviously 1-0 down and you think, okay, you never know, replicate that, a little bit more luck, a bit more clinical in front of goal, which is something we'll talk about in more detail most definitely, and who knows what can happen. But we never even built up a head of steam. It was a bit of a non-event really, the second half, and that's, we could say that about a lot of Liverpool performances recently. I mean, what do you put that down to? Because we just spoke off camera there about, like, it almost looked as though if you didn't know the scoreline in that game today, you'd think, oh, Liverpool are cruising through to the semi-finals here. But that was never the case. How can you explain that?
The only way I can explain it is this looks like a team that just needs the season to be over. Like, it just looks like this is a step too far, that they don't have it in the tank, to be honest. Mm. It's like they've ran out of energy, ran out of, I don't want to say desire or motivation, but that second half, it was like they just weren't up for it. It was like they didn't think they could win. They couldn't be bothered putting in the hard yards. Yeah, it does look like a team that needs the end of the season to come rather quickly. They've just run out of gas, haven't they? And it's mad because, like, Liverpool, Crystal Palace, the first half was shocking. The second half gave you a bit of hope. Liverpool just couldn't find the back of the net for some reason. And then it was like the reverse. Like, the first 25 minutes, tactically, I thought we were doing it. I thought the Diaz and Salah being in those 10 positions was really good. What I didn't like was that we weren't moving Atalanta from side to side enough, because the likes of Sobo, there was no one on that right-hand wing. We needed some width to make sure that we were moving them. And the more that second half went on, the less Liverpool became, you know, the first 20 minutes, I thought we were all over them. But I don't think we were in full control. It was very much an end-to-end game of football where Liverpool had loads of possession, but they were losing the ball in really dangerous areas with sloppy passes. But going in at 1-0 at half-time, you thought, yeah, take that. And you thought Liverpool had come out all guns blazing, you know, first 10 minutes, let's really get at them. And I don't know what the hell I was watching, but Liverpool just decided to kick a ball amongst the back four.
It just never came, did it? Right? It felt like at some point, listen, the second half was all a little bit disjointed. It was all a little bit flat, a little bit static, as you mentioned, just quite happy keeping the ball at the back and trying to wait for that opening that was never coming. And again, you've got to credit for Atalanta to the way they defended. They were resolute. They were really intelligent. They were really rigid in the way they went about the business. The man-to-man marking stuff worked really well. Liverpool tried, and I think were quite successful successful in negating that in the first half, as you mentioned, but second half, it never even looked like turned into a potential for Liverpool to overturn that deficit, to be honest with you. And a lot of that is due to, as I mentioned, the lack of urgency that we seem to possess, but we didn't win many of our battles across the pitch as well. And when you go up against a team like that, you have to, and yeah. We simply weren't. We came out on the second best on all too many of them. But I think for me as well, like we mentioned it there, they did look tired, and they look a team or a group, really, collective, that needed the season to end because they didn't have the energy. They've been to the well a lot this season. There's been certain games where we've left it late, and we've hailed the resolute nature of this Liverpool side and the ability to go so deep into games and to find a way to win. Maybe we've done that one too many times, I'm not quite sure, but the fact that our brand, if you like, is heavy metal football, and so much of what we do well is based on the intensity and all that sort of, we'll run further than you, we'll run through a brick wall, mm-hmm. and you won't, etc., etc. When you come up against a side who's willing to do similar, I guess, and also when we are running on fumes a little bit, it looks like right now, I guess you fall short. And that, to me, just boils down to you need to find another way.
Yeah.
And Liverpool, across these two legs now, they've not been able to turn to any other way of going about the business.
No, and it's mad because, like you mentioned there, we are named for a team to really give everything. And I'd like, we didn't even throw our centre-halves up at any point. Like, no. It was like, it's like Liverpool, just like, yeah, lads, it's tie over that. And usually we don't throw in a towel, do we? We fight for absolutely everything. It was a very, very strange game. I mean, all over the park in that second half, it felt like they had 22 lads on the pitch. It felt like they were suffocating us. Yeah. Every time we actually got out of our own third, there was Curtis Jones surrounded by four players. Mm. It was Cody Gakpo surrounded by four players. Diogo Jota, Darwin Nunes were nowhere to be found. Mo Salah was nowhere to be found in that second half. Liverpool can't find a way. They didn't have a plan B. And it's mad because the tactics were working for us for 30 minutes of that first half. And you see them instantly adapt in that second half. The higher up. In the first half, they let Trent have the ball a bit. And what they learnt was, we can't do that, actually. And in the second half, it was like, no, we'll go back to you letting Ibu Konate have that ball and Virgil van Dijk on his left foot. Good luck, lads. And that's what they did. And Liverpool and Jurgen Klopp had no answer for it. And it was like we just weren't even asked. Like, I'm screaming at us to stop passing. We've got to take risks at some point. Like, you were just thinking, lads, you've just got to start taking on your man now. Like, Alexis McAllister, swivel and take on your man. Curtis Jones, swivel. Our midfield, you have to, it's so disjointed. One of you have got to come deep, pick up the ball and take a risk, because you might as well concede another goal trying to get a second. And instead, it just seemed like Liverpool were just far too happy passing it around the back four and keeping possession.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
And that's exactly, you are absolutely spot on, and that's it, because even Klopp in his pre-match presser said something along the lines of, and paraphrasing ever so slightly, would go out in sort of a beautiful fashion. That wasn't that. No. That was, we went out and it was a bit of a whimper, a bit of a damn squib. Certainly the second half, as I mentioned earlier, just a non-event really, and that's so un-Liverpool-like.
It was like a dead rubber last season where you can't get top four, you're not going to go down, so it's just a bit, no one got injured. It was just mad.
It's not as if Atalanta, again, incredible, fair play to them, hat off, outplayed us across the two legs, chapeau, amazing. Yeah. However, it's not as if we're playing against peak Real Madrid or Manchester City now, and you think you've got this 3-goal deficit to try and overturn. Even in those circumstances, by the way, if you only were chasing 2 goals for 45 minutes, you'd expect Liverpool to throw the kitchen sink at it. That never came tonight, and that's what I can't quite square off in my mind. I can't quite come to terms with the fact that I've watched us, you know, have a decent amount of possession, probably the lion's share possession, but never really lay a glove on Atalanta. I mean, good side. I think they're sixth in Serie A. But come on, like, this is Liverpool. This is Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool. Yeah. This is Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool in the final throes of Jurgen Klopp's time at Liverpool. We expect them to go out there and leave absolutely everything on the pitch, leave no stone left unturned in about going and trying to find a way to win. Never happened.
No, and it wasn't like, we made the subs. We had 2 shots, by the way, in that second half. That tells you everything that you need to know about Liverpool's desire to go and try and win that game. Yeah. I think Atalanta had about 7.
Yeah.
And it felt very much like that. And the subs happened. And I mean, I wanted Luis Diaz to stay on the pitch, that was for sure. But the subs came on. I'd be surprised if they had more than 3 touches each, because I don't know. There was just... And it's also not their fault, because our lads are passing it around the back and there's no one helping us out. It's a little bit disjointed. But like... The only one who was like, okay, well, I'll go and find the ball is Harvey Elliott. And Harvey Elliott decided to run. He was making diagonal runs. He was trying to come short. He was trying to influence the game. But ultimately, every other lad around him was just far too, you know, interested in saving their energy.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, it's just mad. Like, you just felt with 15... I said my warning point is 20, and that's where you go all out.
Yeah.
And... At no stage, not even with a minute left. We put Jadon Dans on. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, so maybe now we'll go for it. And it was like, you might as well have just left him on the bench, because you didn't use him. You didn't say, right, lads, let's try and get some set pieces, or let's pass it to McAllister. Let's get McAllister out wide. Let's put Curtis Jones a bit deeper and let's just start whipping balls in. Let's get Jadon Dans in the box. Let's get Darwin Núñez, Diogo Jota. Let's get Virgil van Dijk up and let's just try starting whipping things in the box. Liverpool ran out of ideas, but it wasn't even like they were looking for ideas at the same time.
That's my biggest thing with it as well. And I get the running out of ideas thing, and that looked clearly evident, but I'm not sure we thought that much either. I'm not sure we really racked our brains to think, okay, what can we do? How can we solve this particular puzzle? And that's what's most concerning for me. Like I said earlier, it was very un-Liverpool-like and a really sort of disappointing way in which to bow out of Europe, because not befitting of a Liverpool side that we've watched in recent years, certainly not befitting a Liverpool side under Jurgen Klopp. It felt like if we were going to go down swinging, I said it this week on the pod, the opposite.
It's mad. You give yourself the hope. You get the goal. You get a bit of luck. I mean, it's a pen, but you slot it away. Salah has a chance. He should make it 2-0. Let's be honest. But like 1-0 half time, you've kept a clean sheet. That dressing room should be, "Yeah, lads, we've got a goal. First 10 minutes, let's really run at them. Yeah. You know, let's put them under pressure. See if we can get a quick early goal. But if we can't, we know at 70 subs are coming on. We're gonna have to give everything. We're gonna have to start putting Virgil up. We're gonna have to get the ball out wide and start whipping it in. And I just don't know how to explain it. It was like Liverpool just didn't want to win the game of football. Like, they just had nothing in them.
No, very odd. Very, very odd. Very hard to explain. But as you said a moment ago, I was the same. I had certain timestamps in my head that thought, okay, this must be the time that we thought they were going to go then. That came and went.
Yeah.
Then the next one came and went. The next one came and went. And all of a sudden, you're like, okay, we're actually not going to throw caution to the window and try and win this. Yeah, proper disappointing.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.